When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ant-Man, Jalen Brunson, certainly two of the biggest stars in the postseason thus far. Some interesting things are going on here. That was courtesy of KFan in Minnesota and ESPN New York, 98.7, of course. Anuno has self-described himself this morning as, "I'm an interesting person." Can you say that about yourself?
Yeah, of course.
That you're an interesting person? Yeah, I think you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
I'm just curious. I've seen some tweets. I tweeted it out of Co Radio that "I'm an interesting person," dash Nuno, in quotes. He did say that about himself. And some people are responding, "Well, if you're interesting, you actually would never say you're interesting."
No, you can have self-awareness and know that you're interesting.
Nuno an interesting person?
Totally.
It's like saying I'm the best at something. I mean, you don't have to defer to other people saying it. You can say you're the best.
It's not like I'm not giving myself a nickname because that's lame. But, you know, just you can be like, "I'm an interesting person," because what I feel like is I work with very judgmental people, specifically Pat. Or we do, right? Like, Pat's extremely judgmental, right? I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
I said something that I thought was interesting, and Pat kind of just like, "Okay, yeah, whatever." And I'm like, I had to let him know I'm an interesting person.
Pat's extremely judgmental. That's the person. Okay.
To which I said, "Are you?"
Wait, are you trying to tell me Pat's not judgmental?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
He does a whole segment about things he's judging every day.
I guess he is. Yeah, I guess.
And you
fair.
Should see the show he puts on during your segment. Jeez,
I don't want to because we're interested in the show we're doing. You guys are interested in the show we're not doing. So I'd rather see this one. And if it's so interesting, bring it to us.
Yeah,
that's so interesting. Bring that conversation to us.
But not every conversation is meant for public consumption.
Correct.
We can't have all these conversations on air. The best material that those guys come up with are not things that can go all over on the airwaves.
True.
It just can't.
Totally true.
The other thing is we got into a conversation off the air that I'll bring on the air, of course, about crying. And I admit it. Like, I cry all the time on different things. And I said specifically when I watch back the Will Smith, James Avery, may rest in peace, Uncle Phil scene in Fresh Prince.
Why you don't want me?
I cry no matter when it is. And you started laughing
Why
at me.
You don't mourn me, man.
Why is that funny that
I'll
cry over that?
No, because everybody has those random things that make them cry, though.
Oh, I have a million 90210 episodes.
The movie Bambi made me cry. Like,
oh,
it was just,
yeah.
Like, that's a one. Like, there was a movie back in the 80s called The Bear. Like, it was like a pic about a bear's life, and the cub lost his mom because he was hunted by some hunters. I was just like, it's so awful leaving a little cub as an orphan.
Yeah. It's like the Lamb Before
Time.
That
makes you cry.
It made me cry. I mean, boo-hoo. Oh. Like, to this day. Like, awful.
You know what gets me every single time? Like, ugly cry, can't stop crying.
Monday Night Football going to overtime and having to stay up. That's...
No, that's swear words. That's swear words, not crying. Father of the Bride at the end when she comes back to call her dad. I could cry right now talking about it. When she comes back to call her dad, oh my God. It gets me every time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best.
The end of Field of Dreams gets me every time. Yeah. Every single time. Yeah.
E.T., when Dad, the guys in the catch, doesn't get you? Came and took Never him away from Elliot. You're killing him.
E.T.
Maybe cry. Just maybe cry.
When Dylan left the first time in 90210.
Never took E.T. away from Elliot. It's just
when
like
E.T. makes you cry?
It gets me every time.
That's an insane pick, Canty.
It doesn't make sense, Pat.
You know what?
And that's the whole point of it. It doesn't make sense.
Because Canty's an interesting person. You wouldn't expect that from him.
There you go.
I've never seen you almost tear up. I've seen Smalls tear up.
Yeah, you've seen me full-blown cry.
I think you've seen me tear up. I don't think we've ever seen you tear up. I think what we need to do is during a show this summer, we're going to have an E.T. watch party during the show just to see if we can get
E.T.
to
E.T.
cry.
I'm sorry.
I had a Spanish teacher in high school that would get fed up with our class and put on E.T. in Spanish. And I've never seen it in English, but I've seen AJ.
You've never seen E.T. in English?
What a fascinating take you just had.
AJ, Telefono mi casa. I've seen it in Spanish like 12 times.
What type of punishment is that?
She would be like, "Ay, Dios mío, I'm done with you guys. E.T." And we would just watch E.T.
I've never seen
Spanish.
E.T. in English or Spanish, for that matter. There's so many.
I've never seen E.T.
There's so many of those. But there's so many movies and TV shows and songs that I cry over.
Songs?
Oh, my God. Yeah. many Ed Sheeran songs for whatever reason.
Ed Sheeran.
What's the song that really is a tearjerker for you?
Love in Slow Motion, Ed Sheeran.
Never heard it.
Me either.
It makes me think about my wife and I, and I start crying. Like like a good positive cry,
mm-hmm.
right? But I don't know. I start crying from that. About a million 90210 episodes. Mm-hmm. R.E.M. Night Swimming, that song makes me cry from a 90210. A lot of it is 90210 based, in case you haven't realized.
We're sensing a theme.
The Intern with Annie Hathaway and Robert De Niro, there's a specific scene that makes me cry.
Does watching sports highlights make you cry? Because when I watch the Blues final call of them winning the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history, I cry every time.
That's a good one. Is there a sports?
No. Game 6, 2011, no. David Freeze, when Joe Buck says, "We'll see you tomorrow night," as an homage to his father, Jack Buck. In St. Louis, Game 6, obviously the Bucks hugely important and influential in St. Louis Cardinals history. And it's a hometown kid, David Freeze, that did just all of the synergy and symbolism in that moment. I remember exactly where I was and exactly what I felt. I cry every time.
You're saying a positive cry.
Yes. Like just a happy cry. So emotional.
Because 2006, NLCS, Mets, and Cardinals, my grandfather was not young and not healthy at that time. And my grandfather and I were very close. And he has since passed. And he was like my best friend at that moment. And he was a huge Mets fan. When they lost in 06, when Carlos Beltran is sitting there with the bat on his shoulders, Adam Wainwright strikes him out.
Sorry.
Yeah, very funny.
No, I'm serious. I feel badly now.
Like, at that moment, I'm like, he will never see them win a World Series ever again. And that just, like, I started bawling as
the
a result of
the wound is still
that.
Open for him.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Well, because it's not about the sports, it's about the connection. Right?
I got you. Yeah.
I think that's what everybody has. It's the connection to, like, when you won the Super Bowl, there was no tears?
No. No.
Were just starting to cry right there?
No, I wasn't.
You don't get emotional thinking about like all the hard work you put in your life to play that sport and you reach the pinnacle.
No.
You're just thinking about the after party?
Probably. Yeah.
That's where you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had to stop watching.
Sure you had tears after 2007, the undefeated regular season.
Yeah. Again, this is about you.
And losing to the Giants.
He
you
cried on
the
TV.
Doorstep
when,
of NFL history.
We saw him cry when Belichick was fired.
So emotional.
We saw it on TV.
No, did you cry at all when the Giants won either of this? Or actually, they've won, what, 4 Super Bowls in your lifetime. Have you cried at all from that?
No, the only sports cry, and I brought this up before, was 2016 when Portugal won the Euros. That was that sports cry.
Javonte, Michigan winning. Well, you still fell asleep during Michigan winning a title this year. I forgot about that. Pat, any sports cries or any cries for you?
I can no longer watch 2022 Phillies highlights. It gets me too emotional.
But they didn't win.
Yeah, they didn't win.
Yeah, I know, but it was just it was like the most fun that I've ever had in my life in sports was that run with the Phillies, and I just can't go back. It makes me too sad.
Did you cry when Virginia won the national championship in basketball?
No. I've never had those happy tears of joy. I've never had that related to sports. I guess the only sports cry I can ever remember having, and it wasn't really a cry, it was really kind of more of a misting, was when Kobe passed.
Like, oh,
well, that's real life.
Yeah, horrific. But that was the only one. Like, it was a sports hero of mine. I loved Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know that Kobe Bryant wasn't a better player than LeBron James, but Kobe was my guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, I'm a Lakers fan. Like, the only Laker bigger than Kobe Bryant was Magic Johnson. That's it.
But what about when Magic... he congratulated you on your wedding or engagement, right? In person.
I wasn't going to cry over that.
I'm not saying in that moment.
I was at work.
That'd be amazing.
can't cry at work.
Can't you? Why are you weeping openly at work? Magic Johnson.
That's called being socially awkward, Evan.
No, but
that's reserved for you.
Okay, but I didn't finish the part I was going to ask. I know you didn't cry in Magic's face on First Take, which would have been very funny. I would have gone viral. When you get home that day and you say to your now wife, Magic Johnson just pulled me aside to congratulate me on us getting married. You didn't get emotional?
Oh, it didn't wait. It didn't wait till I got home. I called her as soon as I left the seaport to tell her.
And were you emotional?
I said, Magic Johnson knows who we are, baby.
Like, it
you looked at it as more of like a proud kind of
pretty cool thing. It's like a lifetime achievement. Like my Magic Johnson, there is no bigger sports hero for me than Magic Johnson because I'm a Lakers fan, right?
Yeah.
That my fandom goes back longer with the Lakers than any other pro sports team.
And a reminder, that's because his dad didn't like the Lakers. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, I rooted against my dad's team. So, anyway, so when he says, hey, congratulations on your engagement to your beautiful new bride, like, that's just a pretty big deal.
That's massive.
It's a huge. It's Magic freaking Johnson.
Massive.
And he knows who I am.
But it's not E.T. level of tears for you.
Again, E.T. was very sad. That was very. It was very sad. They took him away from Elliot. They just. They had such a good relationship.
Ete telefono mi casa.
Is there? So wait, you didn't. Is there a song that gets you emotional, Smalls?
There's two.
Okay.
One.
Genuine. I know your high school boyfriend, and you would listen to.
What?
Shout out to Greg.
What? What?
That's not
what's
it.
What's the song?
Differences by Genuine.
My whole life has changed.
That gets her very emotional thinking about it back in the day.
I had no business. God. A 14-year-old girl be like, "This is our song."
My whole life has changed.
Ridiculous. Embarrassing.
Anyway, the two songs are not that, I guess.
So ridiculous.
What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong. It's just such a beautiful song.
That one?
Well, no, it's not. Way to ruin it, Evan.
Wow.
And just then the other one is the song that my dad always said we would dance to at my wedding. He used to play it, and I would dance on his feet, and he would write me notes in my lunchbox about the song and like leave it in there. It's like our song. It makes me cry every time.
You're definitely tearing up currently.
Yeah, I'm like thinking about it. He's the best. Love you, Dad.
Wow, we just got Smalls to cry.
I'm not crying, but it's just, it's a
misty,
very
misty, what was the word you used?
Misty.
Misty.
I'm just
misty,
missing a
little.
Little
misty. Little misty.
But that song, it's unforgettable with Nat and Natalie
Nat
Cole.
Nat Cole, yeah, and Natalie Cole. Okay. And there's no song for you that gets you to cry?
Tupac, Dear Mama.
Oh, good one.
I'm glad it was Dear Mama. Tupac, Hit Him Up. I get very emotional when I hear Hit Him Up. I start crying.
Wow.
By Tupac. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It is time for Respect It or Check It here on Unsportsmanlike. I'm Michelle Smallman alongside Super Bowl champion Chris Canty and the father, the hoodie, Evan Cohen.
The
is that what we say, a resident father?
That doesn't sound like you're talking about me as a dad. I don't know.
A priest?
Yeah, that's not me, I don't think.
Okay, we'll just call him the hoodie. The hoodie, Evan Cohen. All right, first one, guys. Let's jump right in. Canty, we'll start with you. Respect it or check it. It would be better to build around Jalen Brunson over Giannis. Based off your top 10 or your top 5 list yesterday.
This is so ridiculous.
So stupid.
Check it, man. It's Giannis. World champion, two-time MVP. He's on the right side of 30. He's 29 years old. There's still plenty of runway to win championships with Giannis as your best player, so check it.
Jalen Brunson is awesome. Jalen Brunson is a perfect face for the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson is now going to be an all-star basically every single year. He's probably going to be added to the Olympic team this year. Jalen Brunson is now putting himself on a path maybe one day to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Jalen Brunson is not even in the same stratosphere as Giannis. Check it. That's ridiculous.
Evan, we'll stick with you next one. Respect it or check it. Jason Tatum's window to be the face of the NBA is closed.
I think he's Mike Troutish. I don't think he wants to be the face of the NBA. I don't think that's who he is. I think you need to have a certain level of personality in addition to a play to be the face of the NBA. CeCe's been saying it for a while about Ant-Man. Ant-Man has that face. Has that face mentality, so to speak.
The personality.
The personality. Face mentality. What the hell does that mean? Personality would be a better word to say. He has the game and the personality to go along with it. I don't think Tatum wants to be.
He does, though. He has said it. He said it this year. I feel like
he can say it all he wants. Does he display it?
Well, that's a two.
They were the best team in basketball.
Yeah, he could win a title this year.
Tim, was Tim Duncan ever the face of the NBA?
No, but he never said, I want to be the face of the NBA.
But you can be the best player. I just don't. Okay, then let me say it this way. I don't think Jason Tatum knows what that actually means if he's saying that, because he doesn't act that way. And that's fine, the way that it was fine with Duncan. He's more Duncan than he is Michael or LeBron or somebody like that.
Can you repeat the question?
Respect it or check it. Jason Tatum's window to be the face of the NBA is closed.
Respect it. He's not going to be the face of the NBA. He's just not. It's going to be Anthony Edwards moving forward. Especially with what Ant-Man is doing to the guy that we anticipate is going to win the MVP tonight in Nikola Jokic. And it would be the third time that Jokic has won it over the last 4 years. And oh, by the way, the Denver Nuggets are the reigning defending NBA champions. It is going to be Anthony Edwards. He is snatching the torch from whoever's holding it right now as the best player in basketball. And oh, by the way, it's actually translating to team success. Like, on his way to becoming the best player in the NBA, this guy could win a title. And he's 22 years old. It's unprecedented to see a guy have this level of success. I mean, in the last three decades in the NBA, I guess the only guy that you would compare it to this early in their NBA career to have this level of success and win a title, Magic Johnson?
Well, he won it in his rookie season, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, Magic played a few years in Michigan State. So, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, in terms of actual chronological age, to win a title as the best player on your team, when has that happened?
He's 20. So yeah. Oh, you're saying age, not experience. No, I don't think there's many like that, if any.
That's my point.
Does it change if Jason Tatum wins a title this year? He has the best team during the regular season. He backs it up. He finally wins the title. Does that conversation shift?
I think it would be more of a conversation around, is he the best player in the league versus the face of the league? I think there's two different things. I really do.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're going to be the face of the league, you have to be charismatic. And yes. I don't think Tatum is that.
Would anybody say Jokic is the face of the league?
Is Patrick Mahomes charismatic?
Yeah. More than Tatum.
Yeah, he's more than Tatum, yeah.
He was going Logan Paul's podcast recently. Like, he went to the WWE event, didn't he? Like, there's stuff he does that would be more charismatic.
He's looking at
all of the State Farm commercials that he has. He's got a whole campaign.
Jason most Tatum's in commercials. Most valuable Butler. I don't want to knock Patrick Mahomes' personality in any way. I'm just saying his play is so electric. His play is so vivacious that he's the face of the NFL regardless of what his personality is. He's in all of those things because of his play and how dominant he is, not because he's a big personality like Gronk or Travis Kelce.
But
he's a bigger personality
than Jason Tatum. Like, what do you know about Jason Tatum? I know you know a ton because he's from your hometown area in St. Louis. The masses know about Jason Tatum personality-wise two things. One, he always has his son with him, so check mark, good job by him.
Yeah. We love Deuce.
And two, he loves Kobe. Okay, after that?
Okay, tell me what you know about Patrick Mahomes outside of his family. Other than he likes ketchup on a steak, tell me some facts about him.
He owns a piece of the Kansas City Royals, right? He's an owner there. I do know that the ketchup actually is something. You could brush that aside. That is more than I know about any day-to-day quirkiness around Jason Tatum. Like, we learn more about Drake May than we have about Jason Tatum. Drake May's steak and eggs ketchup thing like that he told us, right? Mm-hmm.
But what about Anthony Edwards? You don't know all these things.
I know Anthony Edwards did bits when he first came out into the NBA about how he liked baseball more than football, how he wants to be a killer. That line alone to Scott Van Pelt is greater than any singular line personality-wise that Jason Tatum has given us. And this is not a knock on Jason Tatum. It's okay to be publicly boring and be so good in your profession. Tim Duncan mastered that. He won 5 championships.
Yeah, but
then you
can't follow that up with, I want to be the face of the league. That's one of my stated goals.
Right. He wants to be the best player in the league. Nikola Jokic last year, in the last few years, has been the best player in the league. He's not the face of the NBA. He openly does not want to go to the face parade.
Of the, NBA. The face of the NBA is LeBron James.
Yes, still.
Still LeBron James.
Who has personality. We know everything about it on podcasts, the whole
though,
deal.
The charisma that Anthony Edwards is bringing to the party takes it to a whole nother level.
I agree. There's a difference between best player and face.
But it just so happens that Anthony Edwards might be the best player and the face.
That's right.
Usually they go hand in hand.
No, they don't. That's what I'm trying to say.
Patrick Mahomes is the best player. He's the face of the NFL. I would say Shohei Ohtani is the face of Major League Baseball. No?
No, he's the best player. All you know about Shohei Ohtani.
Who's the face of baseball then?
They don't have one.
They don't have one.
I would say if they had one, it's Shohei.
I mean, based on what? What do we know? Like, literally during this entire process around the gambling ring is that we don't know anything about
him. The thing we know is that
his interpreter
was siphoning millions of dollars from him.
Aaron Judge is on the Yankees following the lead of the most recent great Yankee that he looks up to in Derek Jeter. Like, intentionally boring. Baseball does not have a face. They have a lot of best players. I don't think they have a face. I think it's completely different. I do not think it goes hand in hand. I think a sport, how about this? I'll say it this way. A sport is at their best when the face of the league is also the best player of the
league.
Mahomes being the face and the best player is amazing for the NFL right now on so many levels, right? Anthony Edwards, theoretically, regardless of the city he's in, doesn't matter he's in Minnesota in this case because LeBron did this in Cleveland as well. If Anthony Edwards becomes the best player and in the face, the NBA is going to be in a much better place than even if Jason Tatum is the best player on the Boston Celtics, as relevant a team as there is in the league.
Mahomes is in Kansas City. I don't think location matters. Right?
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Well, I would say that the two faces of rap right now are Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Mm-hmm. CC, respect it or check it. The Drake versus Kendrick beef is overhyped.
Oh, check it. I think this is great for rap. Like, this is awesome for hip hop. Like, I mean, us talking about rappers going back and forth, think about it. Kendrick Lamar was on a hiatus, really hadn't heard much about him after the Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers album. I mean, for Drake to draw Kendrick out by being able to start this beef, I guess J. Cole was the one that initiated it, mm-hmm. but then he backed out and apologized to Kendrick. I guess J. Cole comes out looking the smartest out of the bunch for doing that. But I mean, yeah, for Drake to get Kendrick Lamar wound up to put the battery in his back and watch Kendrick go at it, this is awesome. This is awesome for rap. I love it.
I'm going to answer the question with the question. Do you think Greeny is aware of the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar beef?
Yes.
Then it's great for rap. I mean, that means it's like everyone is buzzing about it. How could that be a bad thing?
It was on the nightly news last night. I'm watching the local news in New York, and they were saying the bodyguard from Drake.
Well, that's because of a shooting,
shot, and people are wondering if this has anything to do with the Kendrick Lamar Drake rap battle. The fact that it's on the evening news here in New York just shows you how big this is.
All right, next one, Evan. Respect it or check it. Jamal Murray should have been suspended.
Check it. I can't change my opinion from yesterday based on the fact that it was a fine and not a suspension. It's interesting. If he threw the heating pad the other way, he would have been suspended.
Towards the fans, you mean?
Think about that. If he just flipped his body around and threw it the other way, he actually would have been suspended. It's a terrible look. It's so out of character for him. That's not who this guy has been over the course of his NBA career, but I do not think he should have been suspended. I'm fine with the $100,000 fine. I'm going to bring up something ridiculous, though. I wonder if there was anybody in the Nuggets organization that was actually hoping he was suspended to give him more time off and for them to have more understanding of defined roles, because he's not him playing this way with this injury. So not that you would ever want to go out there without him, but the 50% version of him in the same role that he was previously is not actually helping their team.
He got hurt in game one of round one. That still didn't stop them from dispatching to the Lakers in five games. I hate that we're using that calf injury as an excuse, because we didn't when he was hitting game winners over AD. I hate that. Respect it. I said it was going to be a six-figure fine out of suspension. And that's exactly what it came down to. So this is what I anticipated. Jamal Murray is doing something that's out of character. That typically happens when you're getting your ass whipped in front of the entire world. That's exactly what's going on with Anthony Edwards basically locking this dude down on the defensive end.
Well, that game three will be a hot ticket. There's no question about that. And you can go to Vivid Seats to get those tickets, of course, to the Nuggets and the T-Wolves.
Yes, here at Unsportsmanlike, we are amped up for the NBA playoffs. We're also hyped for the NFL schedule release, which is going to happen next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So set your calendars for that. That's really exciting. And luckily for you, our teammates at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN, they have great deals on great seats with huge selection of the tickets to this year's biggest matchups. Experience every tackle, every touchdown, every eye-popping play of your favorite team live and in person. For the best selection of the 2024 tickets, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Adam Schefter tweeted something interesting. Atlanta Falcons obviously need a quarterback. They put in a waiver claim for former Pats and Jaguars quarterback Nathan Rourke. Giants got him, but Falcons still in the market Nathan for Rourke. A quarterback.
Wow.
Nathan Rourke, okay.
The Falcons still want more quarterbacks, huh?
Apparently.
I mean, I've supported them all through this. Draft a quarterback when you want one, not when you need one. But how many quarterbacks are they going to bring in?
They still have Taylor Heinicke on the roster. They should be set at quarterback, right?
Is he still on the roster?
He's still on the roster.
Yeah, that's an interesting move to then continue to go in on quarterbacks if you're the Atlanta Falcons. Now, they didn't get him, so maybe there's somebody else that they could get instead.
Nathan Rourke.
Yeah.
I guess they were going to use him as a camp arm, another camp arm maybe?
Well, what does that tell you about Cousins?
He might not be ready from a timeline standpoint. He might not be ready to participate in the OTAs and the minicamp, this part of the offseason program. They're fully expecting him to be ready week one,
I guess
my whole question is what happens if he's not, right? Because it's not as if he suffered the injury, you know, in training camp last year. He suffered the injury in the middle of the season, like right before the trade deadline. So, I mean, you got to ask the question of whether or not this guy's going to be ready week one, and does that leave the door open for us to see Michael Penix Jr. in games that are meaningful sooner rather than later?
But more quarterbacks in Atlanta. It's really remarkable.
More quarterbacks.
And I didn't even realize they had Heinicke, who was more than capable as a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
In this scenario, if he is healthy, if everyone's healthy, I would actually make Michael Penix Jr. the third quarterback. Even consider making him inactive at times.
Yeah, but you're...
And I don't mean that as a knock on him.
You're not going to be able to unsee what you see in the preseason games, though, right?
That's right.
Like, if he goes out there and, like Adam Schefter said yesterday, if we get a heavy dose of Michael Penix Jr. and he plays well, like, why would you then start Taylor Heinicke in lieu of Michael Penix Jr. if Kirk Cousins isn't healthy?
Right, understood. A couple other things here. Megatron, Calvin Johnson scheduled to join us in just a little bit. Kudos to the WNBA. They're investing $50 million over the next 2 years in charter planes. So the players, unbeknownst to many people probably out there, traveled like the rest of us. They would wait on the long lines at the airports. They would go through security. They'd have security around them. And I think the WNBA realized, like, hey, we're going to have a big boost in funding this year. Mm-hmm. Advertising partners are going to be coming to the table to support us, which is great. And the players are more famous than ever before. So Caitlin Clark just walking through the airport, well, you know, it's a little much.
Yeah, but this was all ridiculous last year. I mean, I think Josiah from the Liberty, they ended up getting fined because they were actually paying for chartered flights for their WNBA team, the Liberty, and it ended up being a situation where it upset the competitive balance. That was an embarrassing look for the league to have that type of scenario where one of your owners is fined because they're actually, you know, treating travel, you know, the same way that they would with the NBA team that they own. I just thought it was absolutely ridiculous, and this was the only conclusion that the league could come to.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but to your point, Evan, now with the increased visibility of these stars, it's for their own protection, too. Not only the comfort and getting them to where they need to be safely, but I just think about Angel Reese walking through O'Hare in Chicago. You don't think she's going to be stopped every 5 seconds by people?
Yes. And by the way, shout out to Angel Reese.
At the Met Gala?
Versatile, right? Amazing on the court, amazing off
wow,
the court.
Wow, Evan.
She looked beautiful. I'm not supposed to say she looked beautiful.
No, I'm not saying, no.
Is that inappropriate to say that Angel Reese at the Met Gala looked beautiful?
No, it was just, not inappropriate.
It was just your...
It's very demonstrative.
Yeah.
Very demonstrative.
But she is the fashion queen of the WNBA.
All right.
They,
it's better than me saying the
other
way.
All of these ladies have certainly stepped up their fashion game.
No
but
doubt.
For her to make her announcement in Vogue and then be at the Met Gala dressed to impress all the time. Angel Reese is
fashion queen. We should have known it was coming.
What a conversation for Calvin Johnson to walk into.
Was she top five in terms of looks? at the Met Gala?
She was, hers was outstanding. The Bayou Barbie came correct.
Okay. We got Megatron here, who's now walking into this conversation. Calvin Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Famer. His company has partnered up with the Detroit Lions to do some really cool things, and the Tigers as well. And we are going to talk to him about that in just a second. But Calvin, thank you for joining us. A conversation has been sparked today by former NBA player Austin Rivers, who said 30-plus NBA players could walk into the NFL and just play immediately. I want to ask you it the other way because I've seen you play basketball. Could you play in the NBA if you never played in the NFL?
Well, Austin Rivers' comment is just not that's false. Just put it like that. The amount of work and the hardening of your body to go to a 16, 17-game season now, NBA players ain't ready for that. I'm not saying they cannot do it as a professional athlete, but to get up and down off that ground to take hits and keep on playing, man, these guys have trouble getting up and down off the basketball court. So I'm just saying.
1,000% agree, Megatron. I couldn't agree with you more. I got to ask you this because you were at the NFL draft. It was clearly headlined by all of the signal callers that were coming into the league. We had 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. Which quarterback are you most excited about seeing make the leap from the collegiate ranks to the NFL?
Oh, that's tough. Obviously, Caleb is out there, but Jaden, I've always been a low-key LSU fan from when Saban was there back in the day. So, you know, I look forward to seeing how Jaden comes out. And I've also had the fortune of meeting the kid and talking to him for a short bit. So, you know, folks that I come in contact with, you know, in the professional realm, I tend to be fans of them, especially when they're good people.
Calvin, same question about the wide receivers. It was a quarterback-rich draft, but a great draft for wide receivers as well. Which one of these young wide receivers in the draft impressed you the most?
I mean, it's hard not to be impressed by Marvin Harrison. You know, obviously his dad is a great dude, and see the young man, he's a heck of a player. But, I mean, going back to LSU, man, we got neighbors over there. I mean, I've seen that kid make some hellacious plays on the ball in the air. And if you can make plays on the ball in the air, man, you're going to become a star in this league.
Hello, I'm Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you here on Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, talking with Calvin Johnson. Calvin, how would you describe the Lions organization when you played for them versus the Lions organization now?
Night and day. night and day, man. I mean, you have a head coach that's a former player. I mean, I played with him, you know, so I know what he's all about. And then he surrounded himself with, I mean, I don't know how much of his staff, at least probably half of his staff is former players as well. And you got guys that want to have success in the league and they have somebody that's been there and done that, they're going to fall in. They're going to buy in. They're going to listen. And you saw, like, not last season, but the end of the halfway through the season before, you start to see these guys automatically just in December start to trend up. And from that point, they've been trending up ever since. So I still have high expectations, even though the conference isn't as down as it was last year.
Calvin, the splash move of the NFL draft was the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick. And that was after, you know, they signed Kirk Cousins to a contract guaranteeing him $100 million 6 weeks prior. I'm curious from your perspective, how difficult will it be for Raheem Morris to navigate that dynamic in his quarterback room between the incumbent, the veteran quarterback in Kirk Cousins, and the guy that is going to be the future face of the franchise in Michael Penix Jr.?
That's great. Great question, man. I think you just got to be straight up with your guys coming in. All right, we got Kirk Cousins here. He's our vet. We brought in Penix. He's going to be our future. Kirk, we know you got a couple years on you. Use that to help get Penix in the right setting, like kind of like they did with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, kind of like they did him. And just have him set up to come into a great situation. I feel like that's what they're doing there. I'm hoping that's what they're doing because to a lot of people, it's like, damn, we just picked up Kirk Cousins. He's a great quarterback. He's still got some years on him. But then we got Penix. Shoot, he need to play right now. But as we see, like, there's not many guys that's going to come out and be like Stroud last year. You know, could Penix do that? Yeah, but I feel like just give him a couple years to get it up under him, see some film, and get him in there. I like it for Atlanta being the home team. I like Penix.
Well, I mean, listen, you and I'm glad you brought up C.J. Stroud because that's exactly where I wanted to go next. Like, of the quarterbacks that are out there right now, other than the guys that you've played with in the past, who's the quarterback that you would most want to catch passes from?
Ooh, that's tough. The quarterback I want to catch passes from right now, Stroud is top on that list right now. Just because he's young, he's moldable, and I'm just gonna go with Stroud. He's my favorite quarterback to watch right now, just because he's so young and the way he's doing, upsetting the league, man.
Calvin, I want to ask you about your former teammate, a guy you did play with, and Matthew Stafford. You talk about guys who have years under their belt. Matthew Stafford, certainly that at age 36. We've seen him last year at the beginning of the season say that he didn't really know if he could relate to some of these young players. Then the Rams have a good season. Puka Nacua, certainly one of those players that comes along. Do you think Matthew Stafford could still compete for a Super Bowl at 36?
Shoot, I mean, Matthew looks good and healthy to me. I mean, from I don't know what he's dealing with his back, his neck, and all those things. But, I mean, the guy that I played with in Detroit, he was a little chubby and pudgy. Looking at Matthew now, Matthew's like he's out there running all the time. Matthew's in good shape. As long as Matthew keeps that arm strong, his line keeps him up stable, yeah, the guy can do it again. He's done it one time. I felt like he could have done it while we were in Detroit, and we shouldn't have the full team around him. So as long as they put the guys around him, yeah, he can do it.
Calvin, he got rid of that winter coat that he had on in Detroit when he went to the Sunshine of Southern California.
Yeah, what do you think it was, Calvin? He goes out to L.A., he starts working on the body in a different way?
Hey, man, he got rid of the mink. He was laying him down. He put up some shorts and some running shoes, and he got to it.
Calvin, tell everybody what you're doing here with your company and then the partnerships you guys have with the Tigers, Primitive Performance here, Lions as well. What do you have going on there?
No, that's exciting, man. You know, we started a cannabis company about 5 years ago with the goal of being able to put ourselves in front of professional teams and athletes. And obviously, with the cannabis side of things, we're not able to do that. But there is the CBD side and the minor cannabinoids that we're using, the CBD, CBG, CBN, and CBC. And imagine, like, these cannabinoids, they come together to effect. You know, imagine, like, you got a fight, and it's one versus one. Okay, well, now imagine you got that fight, and it's one versus five. That five or four, you know, that's my cannabinoid. One, that's your inflammation. So we're attacking that inflammation. And the way we're able to do that, man, is by the technology that we're using. We're using pharmaceutical-grade technology by reducing the size to nanoparticles so that they bypass the intestinal stream and get right into the bloodstream, and in turn making it more bioavailable, more effective for the user. So, yes, we started in cannabis, but now we're trying to create products for professional athletes, collegiate athletes, and for anybody with regular day bumps and bruises and wear and tear alike, you know. So come out with a product that works. Obviously, we've been through the NSF for sport certification, which gives us global certification to be able to have our products available for professional and collegiate athletes alike. So we're serious about what we're doing. We're trying to create a game changer for players, are all athletes, and people that are just, you know, I like to say have the regular wear and tear. Just trying to create a product, a sensible, safe alternative for folks out there.
Calvin, last thing on this, and primitiveperformance.com for more information that Calvin is talking about here. There's a difference between allowing it and leaning into it. Do you believe all four major sports leagues in the United States should be leaning into cannabis / CBD for recovery for athletes?
Yeah, I'm going to leave out cannabis because, like you mentioned earlier, we have a partnership with Ford Field, not necessarily the Detroit Lions because the NFL hasn't sanctioned cannabinoids yet. But we are able to partner with Ford Field, but other leagues such as the Tigers, like so we have a partnership with the Tigers, the NBA, all these leagues have done it, but we've seen historically the NFL is last to adapt some of these things. So just be like I said, at the end of the day, it's best for us to be able to put these products in the hands of professional athletes and collegiate and just get them back on the field and feeling on themselves faster. So it's exciting to be able to create these products. And I mean, our topical is a game changer for folks that have had experience with it.
Well, Calvin, we appreciate the couple of minutes. We appreciate all the jokes about Matthew Stafford and your time here today. Thanks so much.
No, good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there is Megatron. Calvin Johnson, one of the greatest wide receivers ever to play this game.
And he said his favorite quarterback to watch is C.J. Stroud. How about that?
Did they not get the Chiefs games in Detroit? What's happening there exactly?
Well, just because Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback doesn't mean that has to be his favorite.
Coming up, Canty's best bet plus unsportsmanlike moments of the day. Next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Lectric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. Their riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, I'm a 46-year-old man, and I can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old. These e-bikes from Lectric are fast. They're up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight and foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, pants, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or a bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range so you can explore further and longer. Just head on over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, time to win some money.
Canty's best bet.
I'm talking dollar bill, y'all. We're chasing that bag, y'all.
Of the night.
All right. So, play of the night did not pay off last night. We had the Cavs plus 12 and a half. They absolutely got smoked last night.
Felt like a good bet going in.
It felt like it.
Because they could lose by double digits and you still win the bet.
Yeah, but we...
No, you didn't have them losing by 25, though.
But we didn't even come close. You could have doubled it and still it wouldn't have worked out for us.
It would have been a push. Think about that. You the 12 and a half, right?
That's 12 what
it
was. And a half.
12 and a half. You double it and it's a push.
So we still wouldn't have won.
Yeah, 25, yeah, right.
So we still would not
have
won.
Making sure my math was right.
So we're going back to the association tonight, and we're going with the Knicks-Pacers game. So Tyrese Haliburton, not a great night at the office in game one. I'm anticipating he has a bounce-back night. He only scored 6 points in game one. There's no way that Dante DiVincenzo is going to have him locked up that same way in game two. I anticipate Haliburton being much better. And I anticipate the Pacers coming in feeling some kind of way, like game one was stolen from them by the refs. And I think that they're going to get the Knicks' best punch. I'm not saying that the Pacers are going to win outright, but what I am saying is the line is at 4.5. I'm going to tease it up to 7.5, take the Pacers plus the 7.5 points, parlay that with Tyrese Haliburton over 15.5 points. That two-leg parlay pays out at plus 127.
He survived a terrible, terrible moment in our history.
The most unsportsmanlike moment of the day.
That was terrible.
Was not a great look.
All right, unsportsmanlike moments of the day. So last night, my wife was working in the city where her office is, but she was staying a little bit later. So I was like, all right, let me take my kids to dinner. Went out to dinner, right? Just the three of us, my two kids and I. Went to a restaurant, and I tweeted this out at Evco Radio, and I took a picture of the kids' menu within the restaurant. The spelling on this menu was so unbelievably backwards. I got so confused. And then I started looking at my kids' menu, I mean, my kids' menus, and wondering, is that mine or is it all of them? And it's all of them. They spelled kids, K-I-S-D. They spelled burger, B-U-R-G-U-E-R, on a printed menu.
I'm trying to see if there's a pattern. Maybe they did it on purpose, but I can't. They just look like typos.
Literally also, menu typos.
$11.50 for chicken tenders feels steep. No?
Yeah, what are these prices?
In New York?
Yes.
Really?
Anywhere.
Canty hasn't batted an eye on the price.
No, I'm not.
Also, who puts skirt steak on a kissed menu?
Kissed.
What is, okay, there's now three takeaways. What is the biggest takeaway, or how would we rank them? The clear cut, as CeCe said, blatant typos on a printed menu, the prices or the items on the menu.
I also love that you could get a cheeseburger and a side of rice and beans.
That's a cheeseburger.
Yeah, a burger. But any of these items could come with french fries or rice and beans.
Pasta with tomato sauce with a side of rice and beans.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it says pasta with tomato. Good thing it's not laminated. Oh, that, no. That it would was. Be an issue. Oh, wow.
It was. It was yeah, in it the laminated
shiny.
Menu.
It shiny.
Wow. Oh, brutal. Absolutely brutal. All right. The other thing for unsportsmanlike moments. So I said I had to wait to see this.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander walking in last night to the Thunder's win against the Mavericks. You guys said his suit was, oh, my God.
Hello.
Okay. So I saw people on Twitter saying it was, he looked like a Werther's original, like the sucking candy.
Caramel. Yeah.
What's colder than cold? Ice cold.
All right, Smalls, our cool expert, explain what this is exactly here. What was he wearing?
It is a full leather suit, leather tie, and gloves included. And yeah, it's kind of a gold caramel, maybe even mustard in some lights.
Yeah.
Get up. And he's got, obviously, the shades going. He's got the bag to match. Yeah. Exactly.
Do we like it?
Yeah, I love it.
You would wear that?
I mean, that is a show up to kick somebody's ass look if I ever seen it. That is phenomenal by SGA.
Would you wear that?
He's one of the best dressed players, if not the best dressed player in the entire association.
He looks like a villain.
I can't pull that off, Evan. I'm 6'8", 350 pounds. That's a lot of leather to be wearing, man. How many cows would you have to kill in order to make that outfit for me?
PETA's upset even thinking about it.
Yeah, there's no shot. But now SGA, he can pull it off. He has the swag. He has the stature where it works for him.
Maybe I'll wear that tomorrow. I was thinking about getting a new look.
Do they make that with a hoodie? No, if they had the leather,
mustard the, yellow whatever with the
leather
hoodie.
I mean, I feel like Evan would rock
it. Pictured
that.
Evan in that shirt.
Coming on Thursday on Sportsmanlike.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.